Listen to these words from theologian F.F. Bruce. He said, in the eyes of Christ, a person confessing sin is nearer to true goodness than a person boasting of his own goodness. Again, in the eyes of Christ, a person confessing sin is nearer to true goodness than a person boasting of his goodness. So today, as we continue our series in Luke, we're going to be looking at chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, in a message that is entitled, Thank God I'm Not Like... ... And you can put in whoever you would like there. The setting is as follows. Jesus, you may remember from last week, he has just finished telling his disciples a parable to show them how they should always pray and not give up. And in there, Jesus taught the value of persevering in prayer, because God will bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night. So the parable that we're going to look at today, the one that follows, is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And it's linked to Jesus' parable in persevering in prayer, and specifically, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector deals with the attitude with which we offer up our prayers. For without the proper spirit, our perseverance in prayer is for nothing. So in verse 9, Jesus starts and he says, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. So Jesus here, he is directing his parable specifically at those in the crowd who were self-assured, who were convinced of their own moral purity, their own ethical standing. They were so very proud of their perceived moral standing before God, and consequently, they looked down on all the other people around them. So our parable, starting at verse 10, it goes like this. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector, he stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. But he beat his breast and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all those who humble themselves will be exalted. So in this parable, we have two men. They went up to the temple to pray, the Pharisee and the tax collector. And the Pharisee was a member of the Jewish faith who was set apart to maintain, to help further the divine cause. They were laymen who were zealous about keeping the scriptures, keeping the oral laws, and helping to keep the tradition pure. They were the pious churchgoers of their time who attended every single scripture study that took place. And they rigorously sought to obey every single law of the faith. You see, Pharisees, they knew how to pray. In fact, they actually applied themselves to the art of prayer. Now, we today have grown accustomed to thinking negatively of the Pharisees anytime we hear the name. However, in those days, Pharisees were highly respected. They were looked up to in their community. They were the deacons or the elders of the church, so to speak. We need to see them as honored members of the Jewish community in order to fully understand this parable that Jesus has given us. They were the good guys, the best of the Jewish citizenry. It's important to remember that Jesus here, he is speaking of one Pharisee and not the group as a whole. Now, the tax collector, he was at the other end of the spectrum. He would have been perceived by the community as the worst of the Jewish citizenry. Even lower, if you can just imagine getting all the way down there. Tax collectors in the scriptures were Jews who worked for the ruling Roman authorities. They were considered both extortionists and traitors. Extortionists because they were notoriously noted for collecting more taxes than were owed and pocketing the difference. And traitors because they served the occupying power of Rome. Again here, Jesus is speaking about one specific tax collector and not all the tax collectors as a whole. So remember in this parable as it opens, we must view the Pharisee positively. He's the hero. And the tax collector is to be viewed negatively. He is the bad guy. So there are two men, and there are two very different prayers. The Pharisee stood by himself and he prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers. Wait, that doesn't work out right if you point at people, does it? Or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. Basically, the prayer was something like this. The Pharisee says, oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when I see how rotten others are compared to me. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not like these people. You know people who steal, who do bad things, who cheat on their wives, or even like this guy over there who works for Revenue Rome. Yes, Lord, I am one of the very, very few who does more than even the law requires. You know, I give a tenth of all I get to the temple, while everyone else just gives a tenth of their income. I also go without food and water. I fast from sunrise to sunset twice a week, and not just once a year like others do. Yes, God, thank you that I am not like these other people. A little full of himself, wasn't he? But the tax collector, on the other hand, he stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven. And he beat his breast and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The tax collector, imagine him being slumped in the shadows, way back in the back of the temple, out of sight. He wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven as he was praying, which was custom among people back in those days. But rather, he pounded on his chest repeatedly and he was crying over and over again, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You see, two very different men, two very different prayers, and two very different outcomes. And in verse 14, Jesus finishes this parable and he says, I tell you that this man, speaking of the tax collector, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. You see, the tax collector, he went home justified before God. He was forgiven. He received a new right standing before God. He had received what the blessing that King David spoke of in Psalm chapter 32, where he says, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. The Pharisee, on the other hand, he went home having not been justified. He basically went home with nothing. So why two different outcomes? Well, you have to note the spirit in which each one of these men prayed. The Pharisee, he considered himself morally and religiously superior to other people. He despised those with a spiritual caliber which was perceived to being less than his own. He praised himself and he condemned his neighbor. He trusted in his own goodness to make him acceptable to God. He acted as if God owed him something for his goodness. He failed to see his own sin And therefore, he failed to see his need for God. See, the Pharisee, he measured himself to others rather than to God, who is absolute in holiness. He built his self-worth on the moral failings of others. How sad that this Pharisee, who was zealous for the faith, who was well-versed in all the scriptures, he had somehow overlooked passages like Isaiah 64, where it says, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. Or how about Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9, where it says, who can say, I have kept my heart pure? I am clean and without sin. Or even Proverbs 3, where it's recorded in James chapter 4, verse 6, it says, God opposes the proud. Now the tax collector, on the other hand, he recognized the holiness of God, and he knew that there was this great gulf that existed between himself and God. And so he stood at a distance, he would not even look up to heaven. See, he recognized the sin in his own life. He didn't try to hide it. He didn't try to deny it. He recognized his need for God's grace, and he pleaded for it. He begged for it. He beat his breast and he said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Let's bring it home this morning. What is the spirit that you bring to prayer? What is the attitude of your heart when you take time to speak with God? See, the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 6, that God shows favor to the humble. And then it continues on in verse 10, it says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Now, God told the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 57, he said, I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Remember Jesus' own words in our scripture this morning? For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So how then should we pray when we pray? What does Jesus' parable here teach us about the spirit in which we pray? We should pray with a spirit of humility, recognizing that each and every one of us are sinners who are saved by grace. Pray knowing that even the privilege to come before God, a righteous and holy God, is a gift. Pray knowing that God will turn away a prayer that is saturated with pride and filled with selfishness. And yet God will welcome a prayer that is contrite, a prayer that is honest about our own spiritual needs and our need for God's grace. In Psalm 51, it says, the sacrifice that you desire is a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, O God. So pray knowing that it is an absolute holy God with which we speak to. Pray knowing that God will hear a plea for mercy, a plea for help, a plea for forgiveness. No matter who you are, no matter what you have done. Two different men, two different prayers, and two different outcomes. So as you pray, as you speak with God, speak to him from your heart. Speak to him in honesty. Pray the prayer of the tax collector. Because you see, he went home right. He went home justified before God.